Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right. Well, happy Freedom Friday, everyone. George Blackard filling in for Aaron Flint for the whole show today. Keep those calls and messages coming. You can call us at 406-294-0970. You can also message us on our app. We got a message from Tim and Savage, also known as Mondakistan. And he says, 4 hours of Freedom Friday. That's right, Tim. Great to hear from you. And we are going to have 4 hours of it today. We also have a message from Kendall and Laurel, who says, obviously, Matt hears from a lot of his constituents that agree with him. If Nancy wants to call him Marilyn Matt, which is absolutely irrelevant, she can call Tim Sheehy Minnesota Tim. Shut it down. You know what? I don't think it matters all that much anymore. We have so many people here that are from other parts of the country that have moved here. You know, Tim Sheehy's a great candidate, and he'll get my vote. I don't care where he's from. It's not really where they're from. It's what their stance is on the issues that matter, and that's what I'm going to base it on. But so talking about issues that matter, we were talking about these barracks of our military troops, our men and women who are out there living in squalor because the Department of Defense has not been taking care of their barracks. There's a few things here that really caught my eye. Jim Banks, he's a Republican from Indiana. He says, this administration is spending millions of dollars to house illegal immigrants in hotels while forcing our brave service members to live in squalor. You know, it's outrageous, and Republicans will not let this stand. Well, nobody should be letting this stand, Republicans or Democrats. In fact, this should be a unanimous vote to get this problem fixed, because it's been going on since the 80s and before that, I'm sure, because we had this problem back in the 80s when I was in the military. And I don't understand how come these bases aren't taking care of this. You know, I think if I were commander of a base and I had some OCBs or some carpenters, engineers, that sort of thing, I'd be taking care of this mess. You know, that's what they do. They build stuff, and I would be getting it done. So, you know, some of that's on the command too, because if the command is just sitting back on their haunches waiting on Congress to take care of the problem, well, we all know how that's going to go, and we're seeing the result of that. It's ridiculous. There is Elise Stefanik from New York. She said, our men and women in uniform put their country ahead of themselves daily. At the bare minimum, we must provide our service members with a livable environment to call home. I agree with that. Thank you to everyone that's standing up and shining a light on that. Because it's really important, and our government should be embarrassed. We're sending billions and billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine to help them fight the Russians, and we're not even providing the basics for our own military. Think about that. Think about that. Your money going somewhere else when our men and women aren't being taken care of.
Here is your Montana news. Granted, you have the freedom of speech and that you may not like certain politicians. That does not mean you can make threats. One man is learning this the hard way. Anthony Cross of Billings pled not guilty on Tuesday to threats to injure and murder a U.S. senator and to threats against the president. Color 8 reports the indictment stems from two incidents in April. The first, that Cross allegedly threatened the current president, saying, quote, I will personally kill Joe Biden. The second happened a week later when Cross supposedly threatened the life of Senator John Tester in retaliation for his political actions in office. Now, how serious are these charges? Well, according to Color 8, Mr. Cross has been detained and, if convicted, faces up to 10 years and $250,000 fine. That's the Montana News Minute. I'm Travis Lee.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies across the area for today. High temperature readings will stay in the mid-60s across the Bozeman area to about 69 in Billings. As we head into tonight, we'll see increasing clouds with a chance for some showers late, mainly towards the Bozeman area. Temperatures will head back down to about 40 in Bozeman to about 47 in Billings. Then the outlook for Saturday does call for a mix of clouds and sun and a chance for a few showers towards the Bozeman area. Otherwise, we're looking at high temperatures from the upper 60s to around 70 on Saturday. For Saturday night, the scattered shower chances continue to build a bit further east into the Billings area, still staying with some chances for showers in Bozeman as temperatures will head back to about 42 in Bozeman, 49 in Billings. There was some showers Sunday, mid-50s in Bozeman, mid-60s in Billings. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, if you guys missed it, we had that gun control guy running as a Democrat for governor of Montana on the show in studio. Full audio on our Montana Talks podcast. Check it out on the app.
Follow in this man's baby steps, and you too can give your debt-free scream. Dave Ramsey, each weeknight starting at 9 on News Talk 103.3 and AM 970.
Casting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, welcome back. Freedom Friday, 4 hours today. George Blackard filling in for Aaron Flint. Hey, Travis posed a question, and it's a good one. He says, what issue would you put your foot down on and go against the majority? What issue would you put your foot down on and go against the majority? His answer, the debt ceiling. And I like that one. Anyway, think about that. And if you have some thoughts on that, give us a call, 406-294-0970. Travis, let's hear from Jeff Laslaffy with the Montana Family Foundation.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslaffy.
As legislators in Montana and 19 other states do their best to protect kids from unscrupulous medical professionals, the Montana courts continue to do their best to thwart the legislature and the governor as left-leaning, agenda-driven judges continue to place kids at risk. This week, we have two more examples of judicial activism as judges in Missoula and Helena temporarily enjoined two new laws set to take effect on October 1st. The first involves Senate Bill 99, which would ban irreversible gender transformation procedures on minors. In that case, Judge Jason Marks granted a preliminary injunction, claiming the bill was likely unconstitutional and would harm the physical and mental health of transgender youth. In his decision, the judge created a list of terms, and in so doing, he completely adopted the terminology of the left and ignored the definitions provided by the Montana legislature, even going so far as to use the term cisgender to describe real men and women. His decision was predicated in large part on youth and their parents making informed choices, despite the growing evidence that children as young as 9 that proceed down these paths are not mature enough to understand the true ramifications of these types of life-changing decisions, as evidenced by the rapidly growing number of detransitioners stopping their cross-sex hormones and undergoing reconstructive surgery to repair the damage. Unfortunately, most of it is not repairable. Just ask Chloe Cole, who had a double mastectomy at age 15 and at age 16, realized it was the single greatest mistake of her life. Many detransitioners are now suing the doctors who did this to them, and Senate Bill 99 would extend the statute of limitations far into the future. In another case, Judge Chris Abbott of Helena also blocked implementation of a new law that would require abortion facilities to adhere to the same regulations that every other medical facility in the state must follow. In the eyes of legislators, it makes no sense for most medical providers to be regulated and held to a high standard while abortion providers continue to act like the Wild West, especially since the abortion industry is now relying heavily on medication abortions where pills are shipped through the mail, which allow pregnant women to perform risky do-it-yourself abortions at home, often far from a medical facility that could deal with any complications. Abbott said that he issued the injunction because all the rules were not yet in place to implement the law. But this is often the case, especially at the Department of Health and Human Services, after a heavy legislative session like the one we've just had. This is just the latest example of left-leaning judges acting as the final bulwark to stop conservative legislation from taking effect. We're seeing this not only in Montana, but across the United States. And now we have the unique opportunity to better understand the issue. Matt Sharp, a constitutional attorney and First Amendment litigator with the Alliance Defending Freedom, will be speaking at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Billings tonight, Friday, September 29th at 7 p.m. and again tomorrow, Saturday, September 30th from 9 a.m. to 11:30. His sessions will include parental rights in schools, medical rights of conscience for health providers, protecting youth from so-called gender-affirming care, and how parents can influence policymakers. I'll be there, and I encourage you to attend as well. It all begins at 7 p.m. this evening at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Billings. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlofy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right. Thanks, Jeff, for that report. Sorry I butchered your name. I got tongue-tied there for a second. Jeff Laszlofy, thank you. You know, we've got a couple of things. Oh, a couple more messages here, too. This from Tim and Savage. McCarthy has been in politics since the 90s, and Matt has only been there since 2020. Sorry, Nancy, but you just made the point for Matt. You know, I tend to agree with that. I think, you know, people just spend too damn much time in Congress. All right, we got Richard and Jordan on the phone, and he wants to talk about Republicans acting like Democrats. What's on your mind, Richard?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
My issue is that I want to take up is with Nancy and Roundup. I have always had profound respect for her and respect for her knowledge of history, both political and just Montana history. It's always been astonishing to me that she's always kept up with all of that. But that talking point that she's using is coming from communist Democrats that they used to get against Matt Rosendale back when he first ran for office. They started calling him Maryland Matt because he wasn't from Montana originally. And I'm just so disappointed that she would pick up a communist talking point and use it against a Republican when she herself is a conservative. It disappoints me greatly, and I'm seeing that from a lot of conservatives now, that they're picking up these Democrat talking points and tossing them around like they're nothing. Well, if she's running for office, which she claims she is, she just lost my vote, and she's going to be in my district.
Yeah,
there's no way I'm going to vote for somebody that will use talking points that were generated by a communist party.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Richard, for your call. I appreciate
thank
your
you.
Take on that. Hope you have a great weekend. You're listening to Montana Talks. We'll be right back.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
USDA reports that all potato production in 2022 totaled 399 million hundredweight, down 3% from the 2021 crop. Harvested area was at just over 911,000 acres, and that was down 1% from 2021. The average yield of 438 hundredweight per acre was down 600 weight from the previous year. The value of potatoes sold in 2022 came in at $4.8 billion, increased 23% from the previous year. The average price at $12.90 per hundredweight was up $2.70 from 2021.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
Over 2,300 head of feeder cattle sold yesterday at Billings Livestock Commission. There was 519 weight unweaned steer calves seeing a price of $2.98, with some 5.5 to 5.75 weight steers also unweaned at $276 to $289. I'm Wayne Ortlund.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, welcome back. George Blackard in for Aaron Flint today. Aaron taking a much-needed day to take care of some business. So, you know, we've had some great callers and great messages, and we've been covering several topics. I do have to correct myself, though, because earlier I said something about, or actually I'm going to amend what I said. I said something about $300 million stopping voting for one of these bills, $300 million that was going to go to the Ukraine. Well, in the Senate, there's an inclusion of $6 billion for Ukraine. That's $6 billion, and that was in the stopgap funding bill. That's the one that just temporarily funds the government and keeps it going until they can get their act together and vote on... I see you, Travis. They can get their act together and vote on a budget. So it's a lot. $6 billion for the Ukraine. So that plus the $300 million and the other one. And that's why it's so important that we have people stand up and speak out against this and don't go along with the party and the flow, because otherwise we wouldn't know about a lot of this stuff because most people don't take time to look into it and read about it. And even if you do, by the time they pass it, you read it, it's too late. So I thank everybody that pays attention to that. We got a message from Evan and Belt. He says, George, the can has been kicked down the road for far too long and is broken and tattered. It is hemorrhaging money from what's left of its once strong shell. It now sits at a crossroad. Will we pick it up and repair it or give it one more kick, which could be its demise? I'm glad there are a handful of people that understand this is hopefully they can stand strong until the rest figure it out. Thanks for that message, Evan. Yeah, you're right. And a lot of this has been going on for far too long. Hey, we've got, you know, before I go to Gary in Billings, you know, again, I've kind of made this a thing every time I'm on the radio. But, you know, I want to say thank you to all the moms out there. This is a crazy time of year with school and sports and all that. And we got moms out there taking kids here, taking kids there, buying pizzas here, feeding them here. Cheerleaders, football players, the whole nine yards, and they're taking care of a job, and they're taking care of the home. So hats off to all you mothers out there on this Freedom Friday. I appreciate you. All right, Gary in Billings. Gary, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, George, and thank you for taking my call and thank you for your service. As I listen to all these stories on the talk shows and stuff, and people don't realize that this is the Great Reset that's been going on for many, many years. They tried this in 1964, to take America over. Most people don't realize how much trouble that we are in. But I've never figured out how we elect our officials to go to hell and make laws for us and for the country, and yet we got one man who's appointed can overrule and call something unconstitutional, which, like I said, we want to protect our kids, but they don't care if you cut off body parts. It's just so awful. How do men get, or women get like that in that Democratic Party?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. A bigger question on that front is how do people that are supposedly doctors that went to medical school go along with all this nonsense?
Yeah, well, we see our country and we take it for granted that we're always going to have a country, but if they get their way, and I just don't understand how we send people to Congress and they turn against us, it's all about like a party or I call it like a football game, one side against the other side, and it's all about winning. Where is our freedom that we vow? And they, you look at how they want to control your money, want to control what you can buy. How do we get that way, George?
Yeah, well, here's one way, is we keep asking politicians to do things for us. We keep asking for things, and the more we ask for, the more they give us. And they won't even tell us, hey, that's wrong. You shouldn't do that. They'll do it just to get your vote, whether it's right or wrong. And so it has a lot to do with the members of Congress, but it also has to do with we, the people, asking our government for way too many things.
Well, when you look at the situation now about the digital money takeover, I just don't understand how people will stand for that. Tell you, you can have a card, but you have to be careful what you buy. That's the end
right.
of our freedom.
Exactly. Gary, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
News. I'm Chris Foster. California Senate Democrat Dianne Feinstein passed away overnight. She was 90 years old, in the Senate since 1992. The United Auto Workers Union is expected to announce more strike targets today.
It's not just our time, it's about time.
Doug Killian works at a Ford plant on strike in Wayne, Michigan. 2 days now before a partial government shutdown, if there's no deal on spending, Pennsylvania Republican Scott Perry.
The American people are sick of the status quo here in Washington, D.C., where a couple people in the House and the Senate make some huge deal and you have to vote for all kinds of terrible things that bankrupt the country to keep the government open. We are done with that.
Minnesota Democrat Dean Phillips also on Fox.
It's a failure, by the way, of both Democratic and Republican House leadership over generations that have created the circumstance in which we find ourselves.
America's listening to Fox News.
All right. So, you know, Gary, I appreciate that call. You know, Gary's paying attention. He's watching what's going on, and everybody should be. You know, speaking about Congress, you know, there was a story out there. You probably heard about it. This John Fetterman, who was wearing hoodies to the Senate or Congress, and just, you know, he's wearing shorts. I saw him on TV the other day. Everybody up there had a coat and tie on, except he had a hoodie and shorts on, and he looked like a real nitwit. But the Senate, Chuck Schumer, he's the one who relaxed the dress code to allow that. And then everybody said, well, that wasn't something that was a law or written in stone. It was more of a tradition. But then the Senate unanimously passed a resolution to reinstate formal dress code after John Fetterman controversy. Well, you know, now Schumer is back on board with that. So the same guy who relaxed it, you know, he's all for this as well. I mean, that's a guy who's playing both sides of everything. Schumer said an official dress code is the right path forward. Though we've never had an official dress code, the events over the past week have made us all feel as though formalizing one is the right path forward. He says, I deeply appreciate Senator Fetterman working with me to come to an agreement that we all find acceptable. And of course, I appreciate Senator Manchin and Senator Romney's leadership on this issue. Come on. Is it that hard? I mean, really, we're arguing about what they're going to wear to work up there. You know, they should. If you can't wear a tie in Congress, then you probably can't do the job. I mean, you just don't understand what it's all about. But anyway, I'm glad for the bipartisan cooperation there to come to that resolution for a dress code. Silly, silly stuff that I don't know. I don't understand it. We got another message from our Montana Talks app. We have Ronnie in Livingston. Says, Nancy should have listened to Rosendale's town hall the other night because he explained why he's doing what he's doing. I don't think she understands. She thinks he's doing it for him. He's doing it for the people of the United States and of Montana, including Nancy. He's standing up for his values, and I truly appreciate that. He's not your average politician. Thanks for that message, Ronnie. That's good insight. And Nancy, people are responding to what you said. Tells you a couple things. They're listening to you, but they don't always agree with you. But that's okay. Not everybody agrees with me. You should see the stuff I get. So anyway, hang in there, Nancy. You keep calling in because I appreciate you, even if I don't agree with you, because that's the great thing about living in a free country. We can have differing opinions, and we can still get along and still enjoy our freedoms.
Securing America.
Gary Sinise will be adding to his trophy case in October. The Emmy and Tony winner will be getting a different type of award. The actor, well known for his role as Lieutenant Dan, a soldier who becomes a wounded veteran in Forrest Gump.
I'm Lieutenant Dan Taylor. Welcome to 4th Platoon.
The film inspired Sinise to work with veterans. He's set to be given an honorary AARP award for the work he does through the Gary Sinise Foundation, which supports first responders and military members. The Gary Sinise Foundation started in 2011 and helps with efforts including building special homes for those wounded in action, providing entertainment and mental wellness programs, as well as financial support. Several others will also be given the same award for making a difference through their knowledge and life experience. The foundation of those awarded each get $50,000. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. We don't know if there will be a government shutdown this weekend, but what we do know is there will likely be a challenge to the leadership of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. This is known as a motion to vacate the chair. And while I've seen a lot of congressional shows over the years, this program has never appeared in my TV guide. A motion to vacate could happen at any time, although it's more likely to unfold if and when the House adopts an interim spending bill. It's called a CR, short for Continuing Resolution, because it renews all old funding at present levels, and that appears to be the red line for McCarthy opponents. Quote, "It's not something that we just put up on a shelf to admire," said GOP Florida Representative Matt Gaetz. "We actually intend to use it." Gaetz has lorded using the motion to vacate the chair over McCarthy since the 15-round race for Speaker in January. Other House Speakers have quit or died during their tenure, but never before has the House voted to call for a new vote for a Speaker in the middle of a Congress. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
We've got a big Freedom Friday coming up for you right here with Montana Talks, taking you statewide from 9 to 10 a.m. Our good fellow veteran friend George Blackard in the house for Friday's Montana Talks, taking your phone calls and much more. Then coming up next week, we got some great programs coming up for you. Democrat lawmaker Jonathan Carlin out of Missoula. I think he's on Tuesday's show. Wednesday, we take you to Mecca in Great Falls, and then the equipment dealers in Whitefish. Montana Talk statewide 9 to 10.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Happy Freedom Friday, everyone. And keep those messages and phone calls coming. We're getting ready to talk to Amy and Billings, Tim and Billings. We got messages here. This one from Bob in Montana, up in Lewistown. He says, Matt Rosendale has voted with Democrats multiple times. Can't argue with that. He is one of five or so Republicans by name that consistently votes no and prevents the passing of Republican bills. And, you know, Bob, you're right. He does vote against things, and it makes it look like he's voting with Democrats, which he is. But he's doing it for a reason. He's doing it because he doesn't agree with it, or there's something about it. And he's not afraid to not go along with the majority. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But you're right. He does. He votes with Democrats sometimes. The next message, Andy in Whitefish says, hey, it's Andy in the Flathead. Got a new number. Keep up the great work, fellas. Hey, we appreciate that, Andy. Even short messages like that, it's nice to get from people. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend. All right, we got Amy and Billings on line one. Amy, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to call and let everybody know about the pro-life events going on in the Billings area. 40 Days for Life just started on Wednesday, and I know it's going on in Helena and other cities. And then this Sunday is Respect Life Sunday, and we have Life Chain that always happens on the first Sunday in October. So that'll be this Sunday. We line up along King Avenue West, starting at the corner of 24th, holding pro-life signs and praying for an end to abortion for 90 minutes. And we've done that for 17 years now. And so that's coming up this Sunday.
All right. Great. Thanks, Amy. We appreciate that. And make a note of those events. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you. If you have something like that, anything going on that you want to get the word out about, give us a call. Maybe we can get you on the air and get you some recognition for your event. All right, let's go to Tim in Billings. He has an answer for Gary. Tim, what's on your mind?
Good morning, George. Thanks for taking the helm while Aaron is taking care of stuff, personal life. It sounds like he's got quite the honeydew list to take care of.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. All right.
Godspeed to her and her recovery. So Gary asked, why do these people vote the way they do? Why do they take the way they do? Well, the problem we have in this country and in our world is that we assume other people have the same morality that we do. Just because you would never do something to intentionally harm or disrupt somebody else's life, there is a whole segment of the population. They don't care if their actions, take your life, if they take your wealth, if they completely disrupt society. They don't have your same morals. And we have to change our philosophy and understand that there's a whole group of people out there that they just don't care. They don't care what your morality is because it doesn't bind them anything. So we can't assume that they think the way we do or have the same values the way we do. There's people out there that are just evil and rotten to the core, and we have to quit denying that that's the fact.
Right. You're right. You bring up a good point. We cannot rely on anyone else to take care of us or to look out for us because a lot of people don't care about us. And when I say that, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. It's just you do have to look out for yourself.
Absolutely. And about the Rosendale thing, you said about how he's not afraid to go against the crowd. Imagine a couple thousand years ago if there was a few people that were willing to go against the crowd instead of cheering on and Christ was nailed to a cross, hung up to suffer the way that he did. There's something to be said for standing up against the mob. There's a lot of stuff there that, it's not about notoriety. It's about sometimes if you have a principle, you're willing to take the slings and arrows because you're willing to make that stand.
Absolutely, and it takes guts to take a stand sometimes, and you got to really dig deep and believe in something to do it.
Absolutely, what Winston Churchill said: "What you have enemies, good. That means you took a stand on something once in your life."
Right.
So something to that effect, and I may not agree with Mr. Rosendale all the time, but they have fought. They fought McCarthy to make these rules. They fought to get things the way that they've gotten them. And now people are surprised that they're actually trying to hold them to it. It's baffling to me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't get it either. Tim, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend. Tim's another one who pays attention to what's going on. And, if you're listening to this show, chances are you do too. And I appreciate that. I don't care what your politics are if you're paying attention to what's going on. But here's the other thing is we can't just go along with the party all the time because we have to do what's right for our country. And so often, it doesn't matter which party it is, they do things that don't make sense for our country. And it's nobody is free from guilt on that in Congress. Everybody is, because here's the thing. At the end of the day, Congress is one unit. They're the people that are taking care of our or not taking care of our country. They're the ones that are doing it as a whole. So, you know, it's kind of like you hear people say, not on my watch. Well, if it happens on your watch, whether you're in charge or not, it still happened on your watch. So we need Congress to start putting our country first and our people first. And, you know, they need to quit enriching themselves and taking care of themselves first, because that's what they do in a lot of cases. You know, one case in point is the senator that's in being investigated now that the Democrats are saying, hey, you need to resign, because he was taking money, gifts, gold, all kinds of things from foreign actors. And, you know, this is a member of Congress that got caught doing that. Menendez. Yes, that's his name, Menendez. So if you haven't heard about that yet, you need to get out in the news and look at it. That's a member of Congress, folks. That guy right there. There is a, you know, and I'm going to say this again because I say it every time. Politicians are not leaders. They are not leaders. They are representatives. Representatives. They're not dictators. They're not leaders. They're representatives of you and I. We elect them and we put them there to do our will and to defend our country from threats, both foreign and domestic. Well, you know, we see what they do with that. They a lot of times don't do either. Speaking of that, there was a in Iran, there was a U.S. Navy helicopter that was harassed by the Iran Navy in international airspace over the Arabian Gulf. it kind of makes me laugh because if we wanted to, whatever ship they had that did that, we could sink in a matter of minutes. And, you know, what they did was they shined a laser at the helicopter. So that's a harassment. Not really an attack. The helicopter was flying in international airspace over the Arabian Gulf on Wednesday, according to the U.S. Navy. This unsafe, unprofessional, and irresponsible behavior by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy risks U.S. and partner nation lives and needs to cease immediately. You know, that from U.S. Naval Forces Central Command spokesperson, Commander Rich Chernitzer. So, yeah, you know, Iran's been doing that for years and years and years and years and years. And, you know, thank goodness nobody got hurt and it wasn't anything more serious than that. You know, we're at a kind of at a crossroads right now. The bad actors are always and still going to mess with us because that's what they do. And we still need to be prepared. I say it all the time. You know, peacetime in the Navy is very dangerous because you're practicing and preparing for war, and war is dangerous. So, you know, hats off to all the servicemen and women out there in the States and abroad. Thank you for doing the dangerous job that you do every day. And I just want people to realize that it is a dangerous job. Pretty soon, when we come back, we've got Matt in Billings. He wants to talk about politicians cashing on foreign aid. You can call us and tell us what you want to talk about. 406-294-0970. 406-294-0970.
Fox News commentary.
As taxpayers hemorrhage money to pay for this crisis, some workers are cashing in on the illegal immigration industrial complex. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Illegal immigration. immigration is sucking us dry as cities, states, and the federal government dole out your taxpayer dollars to care for people who have no right to be here. But some of our fellow Americans are using this crisis to cash in. The city of Chicago is allocating hundreds of millions to this migrant crisis, and thanks to local reporting by NBC5 Chicago, we know that some of the glorified babysitters tasked with caring for illegals are making an absolute killing. Favorite Healthcare Staffing, a firm based out of Kansas, has been paid at least $56 million since last October to help care for the 13,000 migrants in Chicago. Invoices show some of these employees are making $135 an hour and some even making $200 an hour. A facility manager made $14,000 in 1 week and a nurse $20,000 in 1 week. There's the illegal immigration industrial complex for ya. I'm Tommy 822.
Hey, we got a great speaker in town in Billings, Montana this weekend headlining the Big Sky Worldview Forum. Matt Sharp is the senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom when it comes to parents' rights, protecting kids from this radical transgender agenda, especially in light of that liberal judge's ruling in Missoula. This is an event you're going to want to attend. Got a chance to catch up with Matt Sharp from the Alliance Defending Freedom. Check out the full audio and much more. Go to the Montana Talk
Over Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana. Owned online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com. New News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Happy Freedom Friday, everyone. Congratulations. You live in the best country on the face of the planet. We got Matt in Billings on line one. Let's see what Matt's got to say today. Matt, what's on your mind?
Good morning. You know, as you and Tim were having a discussion, it made me think, you know, most of our politicians get in trouble when it starts giving up foreign aid, whether it's to a big, like, you know, group like United Nations or something, or to them directly. That's how they're able to, you know, to cash in. And one interesting thing during this last break was Tommy Lahren was saying that some of these people now inside the states are getting paid $130 to $200 an hour to take care of the, you know, the illegal immigrants in the United States. So now somehow the politicians are lining their pockets that way, I believe.
Yeah, they very well could be. You got to wonder what their motivation is, because it's just nuts. It doesn't seem to make sense.
And it comes back down to this: when we have Rosendale and Gates saying no more foreign aid, whether it's Ukraine or this or that, maybe they are onto something, and they can root out corruption and through our political system by getting rid of foreign aid or making foreign aid a lot more complicated and harder to give out. And because the other thing is, when these politicians are being bought and paid for and leveraged, they're also putting our service members at more danger and more risk than they need to be.
Absolutely. You know, you're right. And, you know, I've often wondered why we give so much money to the UN and organizations like that, because we donate more than any other country in the world. And, you know, there's got to be a reason they're doing that besides, well, I don't know. Is there an obvious?
I mean, and here's the thing, if there's not an obvious, like, I don't understand this. Like, if we are giving money out, why don't we put people to work here that divvy it out to these different, you know, agencies throughout a foreign government? Not just give Ukrainians, for example, $1 billion to you divvy out to whatever, then we're paying for small businesses and we're paying for pensions and stuff like that. No, here's $1 billion, and here's for this ammunition or this tank or this, but and have that divvied out and through, like, you know, computer systems or whatever here in the States, where we're employing our people, and then we don't enrich their politicians as well in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Matt, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend. So, you know, this $6 billion that they want to send to the Ukraine. Now, here's something that kind of irritates me, is you can go online and you can find different resources that'll tell you what they're spending that money on in Ukraine, what they're sending it over there for. And a lot of it has nothing to do with the military. And that's irritating to me. But what really gets me is you have media outlets that don't report the truth. They only report the part that goes to the military, and they leave out everything else. And that's because they're showing support for this administration, whether they're right or wrong. This is one of those times when the media, no matter who it is, should be telling you the truth and giving you all the facts. But they don't do that. And that's what also makes it difficult is, you know, you still have people believing things that have been proven incorrect or just flat out lies because the media goes on with this narrative and they don't report the facts. They report lies. And you still have people running around quoting this stuff and believing in it. And it's because the media is not honest. And I'll tell you this. Anything you hear me say, look it up and you go do your own research. If you listen to this and just believe what I say, then that's wrong too. So get out there and do your research. That's what I do. You know, somebody tells me something, I look it up and I want to see for myself if that's really true. I think I've seen lately a trend. You're starting to see more Democrats join Republicans in questioning the administration on a lot of things that they're doing. I mean, now you even have some Democrats that are saying, yeah, Joe Biden cannot run for president again. We can't have that. But it's also on other things. There was a story out there I saw that said Dems join Republicans to raise alarm that Biden admin looking the other way on solar industry's alleged forced labor ties. You know, that's a pretty big deal. They passed a law about that recently, about doing business with countries that have forced labor. So I thank those Democrats for shining a light on that as well.